RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is January 8th. It's been 3 weeks since we've done a show, so it's exciting. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations that today is being completely censored. And just clearly, as we're seeing, the only really informed choice is complete avoidance and refusal, no matter what you have to do. If you have to quit your job, go homeless, anything, just preserve your bodily integrity, please. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, that's where our exemption pages are mirrored. And our main website is vaclib.org. That's vaclib.org. We keep adding to our mem page, and I think I'm sharing a mem a little bit later that, and I put it in the chat room, by the way. But anyway, it's going to be added to our mems. I thought I sent it to Dewey, but I didn't. Dewey's our webmaster. My business website's humbleweed.net. And that's where I sell a lot of great products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. I really actually have been helping a lot of people these days recover their health all manner of ways, and I think everyone should be taking elemental sulfur. It really helps bring the oxygen into the cells and boost your immunity like nothing else, as well as SCACT, iodine, there's lots of things, you know, but, you know, people, you know, tend to think of a drug as a miracle thing. So a lot of people are taking ivermectin and, you know, hydroxychloroquine as a preventative, but there's a lot of other things you can do. The chat room is Immunize Wisely, Wisely stylized with a Z. And I really like this chat room. It's immunizewisely dot, and then you do a period and then chat and go, that's chatango.com. So it can be chatango, that's another way of looking at it, .com. But, you know, put the name of the show, dot, and then chatango, and then dot, and then com, and you'll get there. I have been putting a lot of great links there. I always want to encourage people to also look at the news feed that's changed regularly at Republic Broadcasting Network. I go there regularly, and it changes. There's just great stuff that's there. But if they miss something, you know, so I definitely, between Mer Bailey and I, we and a few other people, actually, more people are doing that, you know, just to, like, you know, sometimes you can't find a link. It's nice to post there, and then you can always come back to it, even if you have to scroll up, you know, if you forget what that link is. So, you know, no need to, like, you know, worry about losing something, you know, shutting down your computer or in a crash. It's pretty nice to have. It's really important that you support this network, especially since the passing of our founder, John Stadtmiller. The staff has been amazing, just making sure that the network is continually running in his honor. It's always run on a shoestring, so it's encouraged that you're a monthly subscriber. Even $5 or $10 a month helps. So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and figure out how you can easily donate every month. So, yeah, I mean, a professional talk radio show network, I mean, I think, you know, it's an honor to be a host on this network. It's because it does cost a lot to produce it. And certainly producing the truth is not what makes lots of money, for sure. You know, we can see that, you know, with things that our government is funding. And I'm going to be going over some of that. So, you know, this is just, they're all so full of symbolism. And I posted this in the chat room. It's a meme that shows corona. Well, what is a corona? It's a bright circle seen around the sun, sunlight rays, or a crown, you know, but that's what it's always meant. Delta is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet. The capital letter is a triangle shape. And so that's the Delta variant, right? And then we have Omicron. Now we're into Omicron. The 15th letter of the Greek alphabet, which is derived from the ancient Hebrew letter AYN, which means an eye. And it actually looks like an eye. So when you layer the three symbols, it becomes the Eye of Providence. In Britain, in 1794, a revolutionary prison aimed for continual surveillance of each prisoner developed a logo that was designed with the Eye of Providence in the center, surrounded by the words mercy, justice, and vigilance. The Eye of Providence is also linked to with the Illuminati, a secret group of elite people who seek to control global affairs. And if we learn anything about this whole scamdemic, it's all about complete surveillance. Everything leads to the vaccine passport and having technology embedded into your body for complete control, you know, moving into a technocracy. So that's a huge reason to resist and fight against this with all your might, because if this were to go through, we would never have any hope of freedom as human and, you know, creations of our creator, you know, which is this is a free will planet, and we all have lessons to learn here, and there's not going to be any real lessons we can be learned here if we're in prison on our own planet. So anyway, let's go over some of the news. I had posted earlier a great story from the State of the Nation, and that's also in the news feed about Operation Torch Colorado, and it highlighted what was went on in Kentucky too. These were two events that happened this year that were clearly manipulated, weather manipulated, and done on purpose. I mean, right after the Kentucky tornadoes that were really odd for tornadoes. I mean, nothing was blown miles away. I mean, the destruction all was also within the same footprint, even though there were powerful winds and there was twisting like energy, you know, that created this vortex. Nothing was spread for miles around like other tornadoes, and there was a series of them. And certainly that doesn't come in December. That was all very strange. So there was a really good analysis in stateofthenation.co, and that's posted. It's kind of a long link, and I would encourage you to read that. But, you know, in Kentucky, it was really quite frightening. You know, this woman comes out of her house. She was holding on to a banister with one hand and a little cat in the other, and the cat kind of leapt out in the wind and ended up going up in the vortex of some weird tornado, lost the cat. She's all disheveled. I mean, just a mess, you know. She goes outside the house, and there's already stations being set up. She just wants some water. She sees a cooler. She goes, gosh, I just need some water. All they have in the coolers are vaccines. They want to make sure everyone that survives is vaccinated. I mean, how sick is that? This is FEMA for you. So anyhow, that's a great article. There's a couple other ones I posted about how much evidence do you need? There's 1,100 scientific studies, references, and reports linking COVID vaccines to hundreds of adverse effects and deaths. And this is, you know, this is the published medical literature. I mean, the citations are pretty amazing. So, and there's also a Spanish version. So it's, you know, was updated. It was originally 860, and now it's, he keeps updating it. So this is, it's like right there in your face if you do the digging and the research. And then let's look at the, I thought the probe that happened in Israel was incredible. They call themselves, this independent legal body, the Civilian Probe, the CP. And they are accusing, they're actually really up in arms for this crime against humanity. They said, on the one hand, the state did not inform the citizens that Pfizer's vaccine is an experiment, is still in experimental stages that have not been completed, and that at this stage, they're actually taking part in the experiment. On the other hand, the state did not maintain transparent and open control and monitoring systems for the public. Well, certainly not happening anywhere else either, certainly not here. But as a result, they said there is serious concern that this critical and negligent omission stems from A, the fear that such disclosure could interfere with the fulfillment of the objections that may be implied by the Israel-Pfizer agreement, or B, the fear of diminishing demands from the exceptional number of vaccines that were purchased by Israel in advance, and or C, the fear of unflattering results of the experiment being carried out in Israel. Monitoring system, the CP, they call themselves the citizens, what do they call that? The citizen civilian probe is brave to admit that the lack of monitoring system isn't just a potential crime against the Israeli people, but it's also a crime against the rest of the world, all of humanity. So in the absence of transparent monitoring systems that reports on side effects, not only have the Israeli government and the Ministry of Health failed citizens by providing them with misleading information, the government have failed both Pfizer and the rest of the world awaiting the results of the so-called real-world experiment that is still taking place in Israel. So, anyhow, they're calling them out for the crimes, because certainly that is huge that we have no real monitoring systems in place. So, I better time this better. I'm like, oh, a lot more stuff to go through. This is probably the most important. And it just came out. It was posted today, but it was probably on a section on Del Bigtree's. I missed it Thursday, but he has a show on the High Wire every week. But he, maybe it was a little snippet that just happened a little late in the time frame, because it's so important. He says all the notes are going to be posted to your inbox on Monday if you're a subscriber to the High Wire. So anyway, he interviews this woman, A.J. DePriest, from the Tennessee Liberty Network. And they're noticing at the school board meetings, I mean, these people are frantic. They don't want their kids wearing masks. They're seeing the psychological and health repercussions of this, this has on their children. And the school board seems, they don't seem to have any feelings. There's like, their hands are tied. There's really nothing the school board can do. They're powerless. So why are they powerless? They started doing the digging. And they said, she revealed, you know, that this is all part of the CARES Act and the ESSER monies that was, filtered down. ESSER stands for, it's ESSER, Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund. Anyhow, she said, well, in December 2020, the CDC said it would take $25 billion to get schools up and running. Right now, that this ESSER money, there's three stages, ESSER 1, ESSER 2, ESSER 3, is almost $200 billion. She said the county she lives in Tennessee got $750 million. This is on top of the normal money they get from the state and from the Department of Education. I mean, this is a huge amount. California, their funds is $15 billion. Wow, that's a huge chunk of change here. And anyhow, she talks about, you know, this is all part of America's Rescue Plan, the ARP. And it's just, it's so out there. But what she revealed is that they all have to submit plans on how to get this money. And some of the requirements for those plans are social distancing, proper mask wearing. They have to enforce proper mask wearing. How are they going to do that? And, you know, all of the things for, you know, testing, making sure the kids are, you know, COVID-free, whatever. But there's a whole bunch, a huge list. And at the very end, it's vaccinations. So this funding goes through 23 and 24. So there, the intention was always to get to the children who were never affected by COVID in the first place, which is criminal because it's still obviously under emergency use authorization. They're clearly not monitoring. I mean, we know that there's at least 500,000 deaths that have happened since the vaccines have been rolled out, and how many of those deaths are from wrong treatments at the hospital, because a hospital, oh my God, this is what's so maddening from their whole thing. They said that there's, in the America's Rescue Plan, Tennessee gets $166,000 for each COVID patient. Now, this is on top of, I mean, this is deaths too. So they could die. So they're getting incentivized $13,000 for a COVID patient. Once they test positive, they're getting money, right? Then they put them on a ventilator and remdesivir, which the Health and Human Services Department, they are all about that. You know, those treatments, because those are under EAU. But even though the HHS mentions ivermectin, it's like down number four, and they're encouraged, you always have to honor patients' rights, they don't, because they're not released a liability if anything goes wrong with ivermectin. And they're demonizing it because I don't think they're getting as much incentive. They're getting actually more incentives to kill people. In Nebraska, it's a whopping $379,000 per COVID-positive patient that they're treating in the hospital. North Dakota, $339,000. And in West Virginia, unbelievable, $471,000, nearly $500,000 per COVID-treated patient in the hospital. So they get, you know, I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up. So then the testing is another big scam, because they get monies for that. The hospital charges $650 for a simple molecular CV test that costs $50 or less to run, according to Medicare claims. Charges by large health systems range from $20 to $1,419 per test. But some, like emergency care clinics, you know, you see little side emergency clinics, they're charging more than $1,000 a test. I mean, this is a lot of money. So, wow. So, and the responsible parties for these incentives and bonuses for killing people is CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. And this is all about, you know, this is all in the PREP Act too, releasing them of liability for using the remdesivir and vents. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Oh my gosh, do I already have a commercial break? Oh, okay, that's good. I'll just finish up. Maybe.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
I could go into all kinds of highlights of the A.J. DePriest interview by Del Bigtree of, the High Wire. It's like 21 minutes. It's everyone and their mother needs to watch this. It is so, so important for the survival of our country, and get your kids out of school. Don't let anyone in the hospital. I mean, I am really serious. When you watch this and you see the documentation that she provides, you'll be blown away. I mean, she has a lot of great screenshots. So anyway, go to the chat room, immunizewisely.chat and go, or chatango.com, and grab that link. Okay, I have a couple guests. I'm very excited. They're just the rest of the first hour, but they're wonderful. Brad Morehouse and Sheila Spencer. And briefly, Brad Morehouse is the creator and CEO of Hemp Paste by MyNutra. MyNutra is one of the first pioneers of the Colorado CBD hemp movement back in 2012 and 2013. His work is driven by personal passion and industry forecasts that hemp paste will replace the CBD oil industry. And Sheila Spencer is the director of distributors for hemp paste by MyNutra, and she was chosen to join the team in July 2021 because of her background in marketing, graphic design, health, and nutrition, and as well as her passion for helping people. And she also loves hemp paste as much as I do. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Brad and Sheila.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. So I wanted, Brad, first of all, to give us a little history behind the hemp paste. Why did you go from CBD oil, or did you ever do CBD oil, or what did you, how did that all transpire real quick?
That's a loaded question, and Sheila is probably going, no, don't answer that. Don't ask that question.
She's so, very passionate about it, and it goes on for quite a while.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make a couple of statements instead of doing that. Long time ago, we had people in our lives that were having a lot of medical problems. And some guy came up to me and said, hey, try marijuana oil. And I said, well, my dad's not going to really like that, so much. And so it basically we made a product out of logic. And it was the whole plant, because the CBD oil extraction didn't make sense. It was like, why would you use ethanol or alcohol on a stove and blow up your house? And that's what, I don't know if people are listening, remember those days, because that's what happened. There was a lot of news stories about houses blowing up because people were making RSO, Rick Simpson oil. And back then I was like, hey, I'm really excited about this, but I don't want to blow up my house. And so that is when my wife and I, we came up with the idea that hemp paste the medicine doesn't need to be chemically extracted. Why can't we just eat the whole flower and cook it the right way? And that's basically how it started.
Right, yeah. And because, obviously that it's been used for thousands of years, and they didn't have those kinds of extraction methods. They probably just, ground it up and made a paste out of it. I mean, it's so effective. It works so much better than CBD oil, and it's more cost effective too. I mean, you get, for what, the 2,000 milligram jar, how many doses do you get out of that jar?
Well, you can do 100 scoops, which is 20 milligrams a scoop. So it lasts three scoops a day, 60 milligrams lasts a month.
Right. I mean, if you're doing it that much, I mean, that'd be more than a month. It would be like,
3 months.
2/3. Yeah. Well, if you're doing 3 scoops a day, I do 1 scoop a day, and I find the 2,000 milligram jar lasts a long time. And the CBD oil, I mean, you get 1 ounce for, maybe around the same price or more, actually, when you're looking for high quality. And I don't feel, I don't feel anything from CBD oil. I feel it from the paste. I mean, I feel relaxed. I sleep really well, et cetera. So you formed in 2011. Was that when you started hemp paste?
Yes, 2011, 2012. It was kind of the marijuana version, because I don't use the marijuana myself, but I was using it to help people, and we were trying to segue from the THC into the CBD, and that was kind of when we started doing a lot of the genetics. Stanley Brothers were in the same town as me. I work with those guys, which is Charlotte's Web. So it's really cool. I'm part of that whole big huge movement back then.
Yeah, that is neat. And then you moved from Colorado to Hawaii.
Yes. I took a wrong turn. You know how it goes.
Right. One blue state to another.
I know, exactly. I mean, it's got its plus and minuses to be here, but I'm enjoying the weather, you could say that.
Well, great. Okay, just hold on there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Back. So Brad and Sheila too. I mean, either of you can answer this, but or dovetail off each other. You guys know a lot about the science. I mean, you have your product lab analyzed, and so you know exactly what's in it, and you can compare it to CBD oil. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about that. You know, because I mean, you're actually offering $100,000 for someone who can, cook and create a better product than what you have. That's a, pretty generous offer.
Pretty bold claim.
Yes, that's $100,000 cannabis cook-off, hemp, cannabis. And I'll explain more about that in a minute. But to answer your original question, what's the difference between hemp paste and CBD oil? Well, hemp paste is the whole plant. CBD oil is made from the whole plant or hemp paste. And what the big scientific deal is the plant itself has over 500 compounds, constituents. And CBD oil, on average, depending on the extraction method, has around 187. And CBD isolate, which is also known as nano CBD, it has only one compound. So when you take 500 and you start pulling everything out of it, it's kind of like the pharmaceutical world. Whenever you pull, if you take a pharmaceutical drug and you pull out one of the compounds in it, it could either kill you or not work well, you know. And so it's very critical that we leave Mother Nature alone with the cannabis plant, because everything, the entourage effect, is critically important. So that's kind of the rundown. What is the difference? There's no chemical extraction. It's the whole plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a pretty good thing. So terpenes, when you talk about terpenes, that, you know, people are like, well, what the heck is a terpene?
Well, you know what's funny? Thank you for that question. I love these questions. This is fun. So everybody thought terpenes was just the smell of the cannabis plant, and they didn't really pay much attention to it, except for the connoisseurs, you know, the ones that were really into the, whoa, dude, this tastes really good, or this really smokes good. That was that category of people. But when it came down to the medicinal value, they really realized how important these cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, and all the constituents of the plant are super critical. And I've got to tell you something that's wild. There's a company out there called True Terpenes. They literally, if you go on their website, they have a bottle, a 32-ounce bottle of terpenes that cost $17,000. I am not kidding you. Anyways, and so what does that tell you? It tells you how important the terpenes are, and it also tells you that when they do CO2 extraction, the most common extraction to make CBD oil, it destroys the terpenes. Because why make the terpenes if they're still in the plant or the product? They're in the plant, but they're not in CBD oil. So they have to reintroduce it to the product again. And that's why it's so critically important for the entourage effect.
Wow. And so people are, you know, I know that my clients that have tried it, they love it. They feel the results right away. But, you know, what are some of the results? Are they, you know, you don't really get high off it, do you?
Nope. Sheila, answer that one.
So you don't get high off of it. Our hemp paste has the federally legal amount of THC in it naturally. So it has 0.3% THC. It actually has 0.26% THC. And that's just a trace amount. It's not going to get you high, but it is super important for all of the other constituents or compounds that Brad was talking about. The THC is really important in order to get all of those things into your system and break the blood-brain barrier and really work effectively in your system. The industry calls it the synergistic effect. Brad, what's the other word for it?
Entourage.
Entourage effect. And you won't get that without the THC. So we need to get away from the idea that THC is bad. You know, if we mess with it, then maybe it could be bad. But since it's straight from Mother Nature and it's just a trace amount, it's just enough to be effective, but not enough to get you high.
Excellent. Yep.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, I remember reading the book, The Botany of Desire, you know, where they talk, they're the four things that, you know, kind of define America, these crops, and marijuana being one of them, and how they, you know, I remember when I was a kid and we smoked weed, it was nothing like the stuff that they have now, which is like, oh my gosh, it's dangerous. So, and the plant, the hemp plant itself, I mean, are you, you know, we talked about the female plant being starved from the male plant, and, you know, you don't have any of that. This is natural. Is it both female and male, or is it exclusively a male plant that you're making the CBD with? I mean, the hemp paste with, sorry.
Yeah, it's actually exclusively the female. The male actually will create seeds and make the buds kind of worthless. It fills up too many seeds, and it doesn't make it beautiful, big buds. And so, yeah, it's the female.
But it's a specific type of female plant that is not...
Yes. That's sativa.
Okay, so it's sativa. That's the strain.
Yes,
the
it's sativa dominant. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was really mind-opening. You know, reading The Botany of Desire, I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, I have wonder. To read that. I probably yeah. read parts of it, not knowing, but...
Right.
But, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I just think, you know, so when people are taking it, let's just say someone comes to me and they're having a seizure disorder and they really want to get off their medication. And, you know, I know we can't, you know, give medical advice, but I know a lot of people have been helped by the PACE, get off their medication, you know, in controlling their seizures. And it seems to do wonders for the whole nervous system. So how do you start people out? I mean, you talk about, like, day one, you know, start out slow and, you know, half your body weight in milligrams and that kind of thing. Do you want to go over that?
Sheila?
Yeah. So... Actually, to start off, especially if you're already on a lot of medication, we don't want to stop that medication too abruptly, and we don't want to replace it too abruptly. So it's a very balanced system. You have to be very in tune with your body and very intentional in this scenario. We would recommend that you start slow, one scoop a day, which is 20 milligrams, and then each day you keep a record of how you're feeling and how much you're taking of each your hemp paste and the other medication that you're taking, and then just very slowly filter off of it. And eventually you'll get to a place that, you know, we can't recommend you a dosage amount for those types of scenarios because it's not a normal case. I mean, the half your body weight in milligrams is kind of what the CBD oil industry relies on. So we kind of have that measuring stick to also go off of. But with hemp paste, we found that you can use a lot less to achieve the same results. So we tell people, you are your own doctor. You need to be in charge of your own body and really understand how this supplement is making you feel. And if you need to increase it, increase it. If you need to decrease it, decrease it. And maybe it's different each day because it also depends on your nutrition and how many healthy fats you're intaking as well.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a really good answer, Sheila. I appreciate that because, you know, we need to be able to monitor our own bodies and be able to adjust dosage of things accordingly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you if you're trying to wean off a medication, you're going to want to increase the remedy as you're weaning off.
Correct.
You know, and just do it ever so gradually. You know, so I want to mention, you know, everyone's going, well, what's the website? The website... We have a program, it's an affiliate program, and my website is Humbleweed, of course, Humbleweed, like Tumbleweed, but a Humbleweed Hemp Paste. So it's real simple, humbleweedhemppaste.com. And on my humbleweed.net website, at the top of the page under Healing Paste, I have a lot of facts about it, and there's little videos as well as the... $100,000 hemp paste challenge that Brad and Sheila are offering. So I just wanted to throw that out that anyone can be an affiliate. But before we go into that, I'm going to go back up still. So you do get a lot of repeat orders, right?
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, because people really like it.
We have...
Well, go ahead.
Sorry, we have many loyal customers who have been with us from the very beginning who, when they come off of it, get kind of desperate for it because it's the one thing that they've found in a whole myriad of things that they've tried that actually works. So I get to talk to people all the time that just rave about the effectiveness of it. And I don't want to go into too many customer testimonials right now, but...
Right.
It's one of those things that once you start using it and you realize that it's helping, you don't really want to do life without it, especially if you're in one of those scenarios that, you know, like seizures or arthritis, chronic pain,
inflammation mm-hmm. is a huge thing. And a lot of people have inflammation. This helps. So, capsule versus sublingual. I am big on this because, you know, people want to pop pills for every ills, and if it's not mixed with your saliva, it doesn't really assimilate in your body that well. It's much better for it to go into your mouth and be mixed with saliva before it goes down, and it goes into your system much faster. Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
You get a better bang for your dollar. So there's, you know, some people, I had one of my customers, she didn't like the natural taste, which is what I like. I like the natural taste. But mm-hmm. you have an alternative now, too, you've developed. And she said to me, darn, if I knew that there was a mint flavor, I would have got right away. So you have that option, too, for people that don't like the taste.
Yes,
yeah.
It is a major benefit. The mint is so much better. I've had people tell me, Brad, you idiot. Not literally those words. Why didn't you do this like 3 or 4 years ago? And I said, I wish I would have. Because some people just don't like that flavor. Some people love it. But the majority of people are really, really liking the mint.
Okay, so with the mint, what kind of mint are you using? Are you using the oil or are you using actually whole peppermint mixed in?
It's Plant Therapy is the company that we use, which is one of those really high-end food-grade peppermint oils.
And so Essential oil.
Yeah, so we just put that into it, food-grade, into the actual paste, and then we can it like grandma's jam, the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I was wondering about that because that's the typical way is to do an essential oil, and I didn't really actually wasn't sure. It's just not something I like the natural flavor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're like a 5% category. 95% of people it's okay. Some people love it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that's something that's helpful to know since you know it's true. Not everyone's like me. I'm drinking a birch bark tea with sage in it, and everyone says, "Oh, this doesn't taste very good." And I'm actually enjoying, you know, without any honey or anything, you know. So yeah, I guess I am in the 5%. So you know, if someone, you know, I've had people ask about drug testing. You know, they're like an EMT or you know like that, and it's like you know, I really need to benefit from it. But I have to go through this drug test, and I'm worried about, you know, the hemp paste coming through in the drug test. What do you do? What do you say mm-hmm. to these people?
Sheila, you or me?
Okay, that's okay. Whichever one. If I miss something, you can fill in.
You got it.
So with drug testing, that is a common question that we get asked, and the best thing that we can do is be open and honest with our employers about what supplements we're taking, because that's what it is. It's a supplement. So just like you have to sign in on your medical history form at the doctor that you're taking any herbal supplements, this is the same kind of scenario. And if you're working at a place that has a no tolerance policy, then it may not be the right supplement for you, unfortunately. And I hate to say that, but as a company, we can't just blanket statement say that you won't be positive on a drug test. It depends on the type of drug test you have. Brad, what kind of test do you have to ask for?
Okay, so you have to get a drug test that distinguishes between THC and CBD because they're both cannabinoids and the cheap test can't distinguish between the two. So if you get a cheap test, you fail on pure CBD and there's no THC and you're 100% innocent. You didn't take any drugs of any kind, anything illegal, but yet you fail. And so that's the trick of it all. So you've got to inform your employer, hey, sir or ma'am, could you please give me a blood test that shows on the lab reports the actual amount of THC and the actual amount of CBD cannabidiol? And that right there will show that you didn't fail it. And if you don't do that, then you're guilty when you're innocent.
Right.
Right.
And the good part, too, is that we do have all of our third-party lab results posted on the website for you to view for all of our products. Those come in very handy when you're talking to your employer as well.
Yes, yes.
Right.
It's like CBD oil is all everywhere, and everybody's taking it, and it's the same as our product. So it's just, of course, ours is just better because it's the whole plant. So, but when it regards to lab testing, there should be no problem. You just check with your employer to make sure that they are not against CBD.
Right, and I really like that you're testing for pesticides, because there's a lot of pesticides on organic stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, forget, you know, you don't have to say I have organic, you know, product that we're using for making the paste. All you have to do is a lab test, and the lab test says it all.
Oh,
and
that's
a lot better.
Ingrid, you nailed it. That is 100% right. Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, I just had one of our listeners ask me about, you know, organic standards, you know, and, you know, GMO, you could have something that's been genetically modified. They just don't use pesticides, allegedly, and, you know, it can be certified organic, and this is absolutely true, you know. So you want to actually, you know the company, know the product, and have them be transparent, and that's what I like what you guys are doing. So hold on. We'll come back in just a few minutes after the break. You're listening to Brad and Sheila. You have to have a pace.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I want to breeze through the music real fast, so we're just going to jump right in because we don't have much time. So, Brad, you wanted to summarize a couple things.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, so let's look at the logic of nature, okay? So if we have this cannabis bud and we're trying to pull stuff out of it, which is CBD oil, what are we doing? We're using CO2, butane, ethanol, or alcohol to do that. And so if you take the leftover plant matter that's left over and you were to lab test that, you would find massive amounts of cannabinoids still left in the plant. So the more harsh chemical process you do, the more you pull out. But the negative is you destroy your medicine. So the whole idea of extracting from the plant is actually a billion-dollar blunder. I know these are strong words, but think about this. When you take the whole bud and you grind it up and you can it like grandma's jam, you get the whole 100% output of everything, everything in the plant. Nothing's been removed. Nothing's been destroyed. Versus a chemical extraction of CBD oil, you end up with only parts. And so the consumer pays for all that processing, all the damage, everything, and they're just paying for what's left over, whereas hemp paste, you get 100% output.
Okay, so thank you, Brad, for that, because that's exactly right in the way I, you know, would say it too, just not as eloquently. So Sheila, can you tell us, there's people that would love to, you know, get their own website maybe and distribute this product, and you know, for anyone listening, I mean, it's pretty easy to come on board. You just buy one product from me retail, and then you know, they're going to want to know that you have a network or, you know, a way of you know, marketing on some level.
Yeah.
And it sells itself. And the thing I like about it is it's, you know, you have repeat business. I mean, it is a consumable that people are going to get hooked on and want more of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can go to humbleweedhemppaste.com and click to apply to become a distributor. And that name is kind of deceiving, because what you're really getting is a forever free franchise is what we call it, which is kind of like a franchise hybrid, but there's no buy-in. So we don't have monthly minimums or inventory that you have to hold yourself. We just have goals that you make for yourself. And then part of my job as director of distributors is to hold you accountable for those and provide you with the right support that you need to grow your business. So we have a network of hundreds of distributors who have their own free franchises, their own website, email. We help with social media. We have monthly Skype calls, Zoom calls, whatever's working for that month. And we all kind of support each other to grow our business is larger. And the whole point of all of that at the end of the day is to help more people. And we get, you know, a unique opportunity to do that through this product. And it, like Ingrid said, it truly does sell itself because it works.
Good word.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really does. I mean, I've sell several products. They don't always taste as nice, you know. And this is so easy to take. You're not brewing it. You're not having to mix it with something else. It's easy to take. And, you know, so thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us about the company and how we're growing. Thank you, Brad, so much.
Thank you. Thank we love you, guys, Sheila. What you're doing. Keep up the good work, Ingrid, and your whole team.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sheila. And I'll be in touch with you shortly, I'm sure.
Thanks, Ingrid. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free